I'm Mustafa Barghouti and I'm speaking to you from Gaza. I want first to thank all of you and everybody who has been trying to show support and solidarity with the people of Gaza. What Israel is doing to Gaza is unacceptable in every dimension. The Israeli army, which is using their sophisticated F-16 jet fighters, Apache helicopters, their artillery, their tanks, are causing an unprecedented amount of death and destruction. So far, the Israeli army have killed 1,890 people in Gaza. 70% of them are civilians, including no less than 455 children. 9,600 people have been injured, mostly civilians, women and children. If this had happened in a place like the United States, if Gaza had the population of the United States, you would be talking about more than 300,000 people killed and 1.5 million people injured. The destruction of the neighborhoods is much worse than what happened during the Second World War. I've been to Shuja'iyah, I've been to Khuza'a, to Rafah, to Khan Yunis, to Shoke. And what I have seen is something that no camera in the world can show or describe. Imagine the neighborhoods of London, where every house, not every other house, every house is destroyed. Every school is demolished. Every church, every street, every piped water supply, every part of the sewage system, every electricity line is completely destroyed. I've seen homes that are 10 floors building, completely destroyed and put down. I've seen a whole infrastructure totally devastated. The Israeli army is not even, in some cases, they are stopping to use the F-16 jet fighters rockets because they are expensive. They are throwing on the neighborhoods of Gaza barrels full of explosives, causing unbelievable damage indiscriminately. This is not just a disproportionate use of force. This is ethnic cleansing. These are war crimes, difficult even to describe. What's happening in Gaza is beyond description. I've seen an 82 years old man who told me he spent all his life building a house and building a family. In 2 minutes, the Israeli airplanes destroyed his four-floor building and killed every single member of his 28 sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. He lost his house, he lost his wife, he lost all the 28 children and grandchildren. After 82 years, he has nothing. Another woman who's 80 years old, who was standing in a shelter, which was bombarded, by the way, by Israel, one of the four UN shelters that were bombarded indiscriminately by Israel, killing more than 100 people and injuring several hundreds. That woman, who's 80 years old, she was accompanied by her granddaughter, who is 13 years old. That woman told me that 65 years ago, she was almost the same age as her granddaughter when she and her family were forced out of Beersheba to become refugees in Gaza. Now she is made a refugee again with her granddaughter. Lina and Amira are two sisters. Amira is 2 years old and Lina is only 4 months old. I saw them both injured terribly, lying in the hospital. Amira had broken two legs, broken back, broken shoulder. Both of these sisters have lost their mother, their father, their sisters, their brothers, their aunts. And when I asked who's going to take care of them, three women in the same room, each of whom had an injured son or daughter, and one of them had a killed daughter and another one injured. All the three women answered immediately, "We are all their families. We will take care of them." So this is the story of what's happening in Palestine. An unbelievable man-made, Israeli-made tragedy and unbelievable Palestinian resilience and Palestinian steadfastness. Palestinian people who are saying to the whole world, Israel can kill us, they can destroy our land, they can destroy our infrastructure, but they will not kill our will. They will not kill our will and our determination to stay on our land and demand our freedom and struggle for it. What we need today is not only to stop this aggression, but also to lift the siege, because it is totally unacceptable that 1.8 million people are kept hostages to an Israeli aggressor. Israel now refuses to lift the siege because they want to keep the humanitarian needs of the people hostage to the political oppression and political imposition of Israel. It is unacceptable that this siege continues. It has been there for 8 years. It is unacceptable that the people of Gaza, 1.8 million, are deprived of water, electricity, sanitations, proper sewage systems, proper health care, proper food, proper access to work. It is unacceptable to continue this siege, which has led to the fact that 90% of all people, of all young educated people, are unemployed. This has to stop, and this war has to be stopped. And it can only be stopped with strong Palestinian resilience and resistance, as well as strong international solidarity. A very powerful boycott, divestment, sanctions campaign against Israel. A BDS campaign similar to what happened in South Africa to break down the apartheid system there. Israel must be also taken to the International Criminal Court. Those who are committing these crimes must be presented to the court and must be accountable for their crimes. Only then they will stop repeating these wars and these aggressions. Gaza cannot be kept in an open air prison with no basic needs and being slaughtered every 2 years so that the Israeli army and the Israeli military industry can test their weapons on the human flesh of the people of Gaza. We also demand that the world community would force Israel to pay compensation for every damage they have caused in Gaza. This money or this compensation will not bring back the life of the 450 children who were killed. But at least it will make the Israelis think twice about every damage they are going to cause in the future. Israel claims it wants a ceasefire, but it is breaking every chance of having calm here. Practically, what they want is unilateral ceasefire from the Palestinian people, and they will never get that. So today I'm asking you for more solidarity. I'm asking for you to stop these actions of killings that are taking place in Gaza, as well as to protest against the fact that Israel is using depleted uranium and dime shells that are leaving material in Gaza on the ground spread everywhere of cancerogenous material that can cause slow death through cancer. This has to stop immediately. And for those who are saying that Palestinians do not have the right to resist, I'm asking one question. What would the United States do if somebody occupied them, if another country occupied them for 47 years, and then initiate a war on them, killing 300,000 people and injuring 1.5 million people, and then destroy their neighborhoods one after the other indiscriminately? Wouldn't they resist this terrible occupation and this terrible action and this terrible aggression? Of course they would, as every people would. Today I'm telling you, they can destroy our homes, they can kill our people, but they will not kill our future. They will not kill our will to stand up and say we, the Palestinian people, are like every other people on this planet, demanding our freedom, demanding our rights, and we will get them. with our struggle and with the solidarity of people like you. Thank you so much.